Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio.
Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to make a little extra on Sundays. By overcooking on Sunday, you can make the beginning of the week a little easier. So, longtime listeners know that I am not a huge fan of elaborate meal prepping. When I first started writing about women and work and life, I quickly realized that some working mothers had absorbed the message from somewhere that they needed to spend their entire weekends preparing for the week ahead. Sunday would be devoted to making meals for the upcoming week, so they could be pulled out of the freezer on weeknights and served. The problem, of course, is that it still takes some time to thaw and reheat complicated dishes. People who did this often had a tendency to then decide to make side dishes for those pre-made meals. All of a sudden, they are cooking all day Sunday and during the week as well. That is a lot less time available for relaxing or hanging out with family members. Given that I have found that most men who are not, say, training for a bodybuilding competition, just don't tend to do this, I tend to think that maybe there is another way. Maybe we can just make simple meals during the week that take 20 minutes or so and leave Sundays open. But if you are eating Sunday dinner, meaning that someone is going to have to cook something, then I think there is an argument for making a little bit more than you would have in order to have a little extra to cover at least some parts of meals during the week. For instance, we sometimes like to grill on the weekends. If we are grilling one steak, it is just as easy to grill two or three steaks. Now, the second batch of protein can become fajitas on Monday, or be mixed with a jar of sauce from the Asian aisle at the supermarket and served with rice on Tuesday. Those dinners wind up being quite quick, and no extra time was added to anyone's Sunday labors. Or maybe you could decide to have soup for dinner on Sundays, since people are around and so it can simmer during the afternoon. That sounds like a lovely winter tradition. If you are doing that, just get a stock pot that is twice as big. Double what you would have made. Now you have dinner on Sunday, and you have something you can take to work for lunch for the next 3 days. Or perhaps you could decide that Tuesday will be soup night as well. Why not? Soup is tasty. I would eat the same things multiple nights per week. Some people will make a big batch of grains on Sunday. Again, if you are already boiling the water for that farro for your Sunday meal, it doesn't take extra time to make a bigger batch. Then you put it in the fridge and can mix that with frozen veggies heated up some other night for a very simple side. Add a rotisserie chicken that someone grabbed at the supermarket on the way home from work. And all of a sudden, you have got a very easy, very tasty, and pretty balanced meal. There is really no point in taking extra time to cook on Sundays for the week. You will probably eat one way or another. You might be better off enjoying some time away from the chores. But if you are already in the kitchen, making a little extra tends to involve very little extra time. If that would make meals easier during the week, it is probably worth the bother. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.